أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير آمين ثم آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How are you all my lovely friends? I hope and pray that you all are doing all right. And we have the best assumption that you all are improving your salahs and will be hoping to improve more in coming weeks, inshallah ta'ala. In this session of Namaz-e-Nabvi, our next topic is the recitation we will do after wrapping our hands on our chests. The topics we covered so far in this series are saying Takbir-e-Tahreema and after saying Allahu Akbar, how and where to wrap our hands. So after this, we will learn today what should we recite after wrapping our hands on our chests. Before we start this formally, just remember that there is no difference between the salah of men and women. You can see in your book too. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam's hadith regarding this is that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Pray the way you see me praying," meaning exactly my way of praying. All men and all women should pray the same, right? So after making our own rules, to men will wrap their hands under belly button and women on chest. Women and men will make different positions on the ground while prostrating is interfering with deen. This is so very important to understand. Just remember, starting from Takbir-e-Tahreema, saying of Allahu Akbar to saying Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullah upon completing our salah, whole salah is same for men and women. Everyone will do qiyam, ruku, sajda, jalsa, jalsa istirahat, and all duas at different places are alike and are identical. Prophet ﷺ did not specify any difference between the salah of men and women. So after learning this hadith, what we have to take? That number one, salah is same for men and women, no difference at all. And if you see anything different among them, that will be of their satr. Meaning, women should mind their satr and clothing. And as far as gestures and praying style is concerned, it will be an exact replica of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In contrast, we have heard from the very young age that women will bow down more and men will less. And women will compose themselves while prostrating. We will not do like that, as we will do exactly what we learn from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ahadiths. We will see turn by turn how they are performed. First, we should be covered with appropriate satr. Again, we will not move around unnecessarily in salah. All those things which hinder in our concentration during salah, we should fix it beforehand. We saw this during clothing session, and once again, this reminder came across. Our scarf, chadar or dupatta, whatever we use, should not be such that it requires fixing during salah. Because then, instead of focusing in our salah, we will be busy fixing our scarves, which will be too distracting. So either scarves should be pinned up properly or the material should be such which is not slippery. Secondly, our arms should not be open and should be fully covered. Our shirt should be long, so when we bend in ruku, then it is not revealing at all. You should be very careful as it is very important to be covered appropriately. In that regard, if we wear abaya, then it is very good. The benefit of wearing abaya is that we will hide our body parts and our satr will be observed, which otherwise will be revealing. Next thing is our clothing. It should be clean, should be stainless, should be free of any smell. Can put some perfume before salah, but its fragrance should not be strong. So be careful about that. Clothes should not be see-through. Hair should be covered properly with scarf. And scarf should not be see-through either. By observing these basic things, you will notice an increase in your concentration, you will experience love of Salah, and it will be the effect of fulfilling all the obligations of Salah. You will taste the sweetness of it, and you will be in a state that you would not want to come out of. See, if we will not be focused in observing our Salah, and if we will not perform with total concentration, then remember, Shaitan will attack you over and over again. These things which seem so small, we take them for granted and we ignore them. We overlook them. Among those small things are when we scratch ourselves, we fix our clothes, we fix our scarves, we yawn sometimes. We should try our best to avoid such things, and we should try our utmost to minimize our movements as much as we can. Some people keep on fixing clothes. Men usually scratch their beards, or they yawn repeatedly, or keep on cleaning their eyes, or if fresh wudu is done, then keep on cleaning faces. So these things should be avoided, and rest of the salah is same. The only thing different is satr and hijab for women. We learn to say takbira tahrima after saying Allahu Akbar. What we have to recite? Next, we will learn that. The dua read here is called dua-i istiftah. Istiftah means the one who opens. It is also called sana. You all know the dua we have been reciting since our childhood. We had no idea and we just kept on reciting one dua only. And that is Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika wa tabaraka ismuka wa ta'ala jadduka wa la ilaha ghayruk. We assume that we are reciting the same dua right from the very beginning, except those who know other duas. They keep on changing their du'as. Let's see, there is a narration from Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam used to keep silent between the takbir and the recitation of Quran. And that interval of silence used to be a short one. I said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, may my parents be sacrificed for you. What do you say in pauses between takbir and recitation? The Prophet ﷺ said, I say. Then it is a dua. I hope you pray this dua. And if not, let's recite it together. Allahumma ba'id bayni wa bayna khatayaya kama ba'adta bayna al-mashriqi wal-maghrib. Allahumma naqini min al-khataya كما ينقي الثوب الأبيض من الدنس اللهم اغسل خطاياي بالماء والثلج والبرد. Its meaning is absolutely beautiful. O Allah, set me apart from my sins, my faults, as the east and west are set apart from each other, and clean me from my sins, as a white garment is cleaned from dirt after thorough washing. O Allah, wash off my sins with water, snow and hail. Very beautiful dua. Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam didn't just taught us one dua. In fact, he taught us around 4 to 5 duas. What will be our action from today? If we are reciting just one dua before, then now we will recite mixed duas. See, if we will recite one dua every day, then we will not be able to maintain the total concentration in our salah. We can understand this by if we have to eat the same food every day, or if we eat dal rice every day, or even we are eating meat curry every day for that matter, then eventually we will be fed up with that food and will crave for the change. Same goes for the salah. As it is the food for the soul, so if we keep on reciting the same thing over and over again, and although we will be reciting it verbally, that we will be doing an exercise, but we will not be performing proper salah. It will be a salah for the namesake only. So we have to make our prayers alive from today, inshallah ta'ala. We not only have to know our salah, But we also have to focus on total concentration in our salah. Since prayer is the time to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I have to talk to my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in my prayers, right? We will make our prayers alive by shuffling down our du'as and recitation of Quran. That's exactly we gather from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's hadiths. That Aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not make a routine of reciting only one thing, but he sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us variety for our recitation, that we can recite whatever we find it easy and convenient. We did one dua, let's see another dua and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's hadith. Hadrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma reported, while we said prayer with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, one among the people said, Allahu Akbar kabira, walhamdulillahi kathira, wa subhanallahi bukratan wa asila. Allah is the greatest, most great. Praise to Allah abundantly. Glory is to Allah at the break of the day and its end. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, who uttered such and such a word? A person among the people said, it is I, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, who have recited these words. He, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, it is utterance surprised me, for the doors of heaven were opened for it. Hazrat Ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma said, I have not abandoned them these words since I heard the Messenger of Allah, may peace be upon him, saying this. Such a small dua. Let's repeat it again. Allahu Akbar kabira, walhamdulillahi kathira, wa subhanallahi bukratan wa asila. You will find these duas in Hisn al-Muslim, in all Masnoon dua books, and these are also in Namaz-e-Nabvi book. Hadith Ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma narrated that since I heard Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying this, I never left these words. Which words are those? Do you want to know what were those words? Are you curious about those precious words and want to hear them? Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika wa tabaraka ismuka wa ta'ala jadduka wa la ilaha ghayruk. What does it mean? Glory is to you, Allah, and praised. Blessed be your name, exalted be your majesty and glory. There is none worthy to worship but you. Are you thinking that in the beginning when we were talking about reciting one dua only, that whether this dua is masnoon or not? You got your answer right now. Yes, this is from one of the masnoon duas too. But the mistake we were making was that we were reciting the same dua right from the very beginning. But now we will shuffle our duas inshallah. At one place it comes, A'udhu billahi as-sami'il 'alim min ash-shayatanir rajim min hamzihi wa nafkhihi wa nafsihi. I will repeat it again. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم من همزه ونفخه ونفسه. I seek refuge in Allah, who is the most hearing of all, who is the most knower of all, from the evils of Shaitan, from his danger, his breaths, and from his voice and whispers. These three words are very beautiful. Hamzihi, his dangers. Nafkhihi, his breaths. Nafsihi, his whispers. Shaitan attack us by different methods. So we are taught this dua. What will be our amal now? Number one, we have to recite different duas at different times. Now how we will recite them? We have not memorized them. So what? You will memorize them now. One by one, make these duas part of your salah. Now what we will do is, we will stand on the praying mat with the niyyah to do salah, and we will say Allahu Akbar only, nothing else. You had the intention to do Salah. That's why you were standing on the prayer mat, right? We will not even utter the wordings we used to say before. After Allahu Akbar, we will wrap our hands on our chests. Then we will recite nothing but any dua from these duas. We will recite only one dua, not more than one, as Prophet ﷺ read one dua in every salah. So whatever dua you like, slowly start memorizing it and make it part of your salah. You must have some questions in your mind. So here are some frequently asked questions and their answers. Number 1. It is a narration from Sahih Bukhari number 431. Question is, should we recite Ta'awuz and Tasmiyah after Allahu Akbar? This question can come into mind. So answer to that is, after saying Allahu Akbar, we will directly recite Dua-e Istiftah. We have seen more than one Dua-e Istiftah. So after Allahu Akbar, we will directly recite Dua-e Istiftah and we will not recite Ta'awuz and Tasmiyah. The next question can come in mind is, do we have to recite Bismillah after reciting Dua-e Istiftah, meaning before Suratul Fatiha? The answer to that is, we will recite Ta'awuz of Salah before Suratul Fatiha. Again, question can come in mind, what one is that? After that, we will recite Bismillah. Now the question is that, is there any difference between regular Ta'awuz and Ta'awuz of Salah? The words of Salah's Ta'awuz are, A'udhu billahi s-sami'il alim, min ash-shayatani r-rajim, min hamzihi wa nafkhihi wa nafsihi. We saw this before too. This is the Ta'awuz of Salah. We get this from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam's narrations that he sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam used to recite it. Words of Sami'ul Alim are part of it and not part of it too. Imam Tirmizi has narrated this. The next question is, Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam used to recite Quran louder. What does it mean? Ta'awuz and Tasmiyah has to be recited silently, but Qiraat from Suratul Fatiha will be loud. It is for men, but for women we will be reciting it quietly. The next question is, when we stand up for second, third and fourth rak'ah, so do we have to recite Ta'awuz and Tasmiyah before Suratul Fatiha? This question can come into mind. Answer to that is, at that time, we will only recite Bismillah and we will start the surah. We can and cannot recite Ta'awuz, but we will recite Bismillah definitely. These were a few things for today's session. I hope that you must have understood them. Still, if you have any question or any confusion, you can ask again, inshallah ta'ala. Let's conclude one more time what we have learned in this session. Number 1, no difference between the salah of men and women, only of satr and hijab. And you have to be very careful about your satr and clothing. Number 2, we will memorize Dua-e Istiftah and we will recite a different one in each salah, inshallah ta'ala. Whatever shortcomings we had before, we will improve ourselves from now on and inshallah will follow what we have learned. May we perform our salah in ahsan way now, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for our shortcomings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the best understanding and hikmah. May He subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our ilm, and may He subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ability to walk on the straight path and grant us guidance. Ameen. Please try to memorize du'as one by one and recite it for your islah admin. These are short du'as. Apply and after memorizing them, make your salahs alive, develop awareness and do amal. Our effort should be that before coming Ramadan, our salah has improved. If we are making any mistake, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ability to correct ourselves so we can perform our salah the way it meant to be. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who do the best amal and who do the best work. Ameen. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.